Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Unscrewed, the show that knows that real liberation includes sexual liberation. I am your host, Jacqueline Friedman, and welcome to another spare parts episode of Unscrewed, where we bring you a little of this, a little of that, and get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. How are you, Unscrewed Nation? Did you watch the royal wedding? I did, and I thought it was dreamy and subversive in equal measure and pretty much perfect. I know not everyone is into it, and that is also fine, but if you are, I see you. That's what I'm trying to say. I got a lot of great feedback from last week's episode talking to Karen BK Chan about how to productively engage with men and masculinity. One of the messages I got stands out, which is a question I got from listener Jean Gray, who writes, I was listening to the last episode of Unscrewed and was really inspired by your insistence that survivors should not have to bear the burden of making any kind of emotional space for the folks who have harmed them. I wanted to reach out to you because I've been feeling a lot of social pressure to extinguish my anger. So many people around me want the status quo, the one in which certain abusive men get to act out their feelings on my body / the bodies of other marginalized folks I love, to return. They see me and my anger as disruptive to their sense of normalcy. I really admire how you allow your anger to breathe, to honor it by using it as fuel. I wonder if you have any advice on how to resist the social forces that push you to internalize it instead. Even after finishing my doctorate in clinical psychology / years of healing as a survivor, I still struggle with allowing myself to stay in anger when I feel it instead of bending toward compassion. If you have some time and are willing to share, I'd love to hear more of how you stay in touch with anger. I think the first thing I want to say is, like, bend toward compassion with yourself. Your feelings are your feelings. Like, one of the main violations of sexual violence is the removal of agency, the removal of sovereignty. And for me, claiming my right to feel whatever I'm feeling is about reclaiming on that sovereignty, insisting on that sovereignty. So for me, it feels really core, which isn't to say, like, I don't tamp it down. I do that all the time. I mean, you hear and see, like, mostly public-facing Jacqueline, and it's true that I, over the years, have carved out a place where I can feel fairly free to express my anger, but I don't feel like that all the time, and I want you to know that. Like, don't compare your insides with my outsides. That's not a fair thing to do to yourself or to me, honestly. Like, I'll tell you a funny story. On my second date with my partner, we went to see the movie Bridesmaids, and I mostly loved it, but I had a couple of critiques of it, especially around the treatment of the Melissa McCarthy character. But I was just getting to know my partner, and I didn't want to be, like, that angry feminist right at the end of the date. And I literally, we got out of the movie, and I was like, it was great. I loved it. And he was like, you know, I really mostly enjoyed it, but I also feel like sometimes Melissa McCarthy was the subject of the joke, and sometimes she was the object of the joke. And I was like, oh, I like you. What was part of it was because, like, I was instinctively censoring, you know, probably milder than anger, but the same related emotion. So I don't want you to think that I don't struggle with expressing my anger, even though you hear me do it. I wonder if all of the people who are pressuring you to keep it together and not express your anger are people you need to have in your life. And that's not a question I can answer. That's only a question you can answer, because I don't know what those relationships are, if they're optional, if those people are bringing other things to your life that you really value. You get to answer that question. But one thing I might suggest is, like, not investing in people who think that they get to dictate which of your feelings you express. Surrounding yourself with pals, and maybe you need to find that on the internet if you don't have that around you physically, but surrounding yourself with people who support and validate your expressions of anger is a great thing. So having a crew that backs you up, I think, is really important. The other thing that I had to learn in therapy sort of over and over again is, like, I would feel like if I started to express my anger that it was going to end up with me, like, fire starter style burning the whole world down. Like, that there was not going to be any end to it. And that turned out not to be true. And it took a therapist basically being like, you have to trust and believe me. Like, do you trust and believe me? There will be another side. You will get to the other side of this feeling. Because when you have it all pent up for that long, I think that it can feel really scary to start expressing it, because it feels like it's the only thing you'll ever feel ever again, and you'll burn down every relationship you ever had, and you'll be all alone and an angel of death, right? And maybe that feels good, but my guess is that given your letter, it doesn't necessarily. And I want, if you'll let me, to be that person to say to you, like, it will never be the only thing you feel. The thing about anger that I think we all have to understand that doesn't get told to women is anger is actually a really hopeful emotion, right? Because anger is, like, basically expressing a belief that things can be better than they are, along with a demand that we do something about it, right? It is actually a very action-oriented emotion, and it's one of the most taboo things that a woman can feel or express. So the other thing to know is, like, you're not alone. You're not. In fact, Soraya Shamali, who's been a guest on the show a number of times and is a friend of mine, has an amazing book coming out in the fall called Rage Becomes Her, The Power of Women's Anger, that I encourage you all to go pre-order, like, right now. We will definitely have her on the show when the book comes out. I have gotten, because, you know, privileges of friendship, to read it in advance, and it has convinced me so much of, like, how much more powerful and productive we would all be in the world if we just could express our anger freely and not spend all of our time and energy, like, tamping it down. So, like, don't let people, one way to think about it is, like, don't let people rob your energy, right? They're asking you to do a bunch of emotional labor for them so they'll feel more comfortable. And you don't have to do that. Like, you do not have to do emotional labor just because somebody says they want you to. You don't. You can just say no. I hope that's helpful. I don't really know any real secrets. It's just trial and error and practice. But, like, try noticing a time when it happens, and try on what it feels like to just decline the request to do that emotional labor. And then try it again another time and see how that feels. And I think you'll eventually build up the muscle. All right. So just as much as women's anger is a super taboo emotion culturally, so is pretty much everything but anger for men, as we discussed a little bit last week. But I have a clip of me talking with Karen BK Chan about that in greater detail that I couldn't fit in last week's show, but I can't resist sharing with you here.
So that's why, you know, people don't call their hookups after. That's why there's no text exchanged. You know, there's such a fear of somebody saying, actually, thanks for checking in, I had a terrible time.
Right.
You know, so then instead people just, like, ghost, and people just withdraw. And,
well, I think
we
also
worse and worse to each other.
Masculinity says, like, you're not supposed to care whether or not right. your hookup had a good time or not. So I think it's partially that fear, but also that sort of, like, you're not supposed to have feelings or tenderness, right? Like,
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. And then I think the truth is most people find themselves with tender feelings at some point of being human. And then what, like the story you tell about that tender feeling, then really determines what happens, right? If you feel that tender feeling and you're like, oh, I'm such a tender person. Awesome. I'm going to act on this tender feeling. Then you get one outcome. If that tender feeling brings up feelings of fear and threat, right? Like, I can't be that person. Or something's wrong with me because everyone tells a different story about themselves, about himself. Then what the hell do you do with that tender feeling? You have to, like, stifle it. And you have to be, like, you have to live in somewhat fear of it, or you have to joke about it and make it go away. And then worse yet, if you've experienced actual abuse and violence, often those tender feelings are like intricately linked to danger and hate.
Mm.
And then you have to strike out. It is part and parcel to other things. Like in sexual realms, this is the case. In business realms, this is the case, right? You are always to be, you know, you should be ruthless. You should try to take as much as you can, as much as you can get away with.
Yeah.
For as little as possible.
Capitalism.
I mean, I have been known to be someone who says it is all capitalism's fault, although I'm a very active and I have a lot of fun with capitalism as well. But doesn't mean it's not the thing that fucks everything up.
We all contain multitudes. Yeah. There you have it. Scratch everything deep enough, you'll get to capitalism. All right, lastly, another clip from last week's interview, because I just, talking to Karen was so great and there was so much I wanted to share with you. Karen, after we talked about how they discovered feminism, asked me the same question, and I thought it would be fun to share that with you too. Here is my answer.
How did you become a feminist?
Oh, I mean...
Were you ever not a feminist? Like, very different from who you are now. And do you call yourself a feminist?
I definitely call myself a feminist. I always just sort of had, like, a social justice orientation. I was always very empathetic. I found a book report from when I was in sixth grade where I wrote about how zoos were bad because they keep all the animals in cages. Like,
yeah.
It's just like always the kid I was.
Yeah.
And my rabbi in the temple that we happened to go to growing up, just geographically, was the first woman ordained in the modern era. Her name is Sally Prezant, and she's an absolute icon, but I did not know that at the time.
That's awesome.
And so she was kind of my first feminist role model, but I don't remember her ever using the word feminism with me, but yeah. I remember growing up and learning parts of her story and, like, how she had insisted, even though all the men said no. And, you know, like, I grew up with her as an influence, even not knowing that that's what was happening. And Judaism, for me, particularly the brand of Reform Judaism that I was raised with, was a big part of just my sort of social justice orientation. Mm-hmm, the idea of tikkun olam, or, you know, my obligation to help to repair the world. And then I went to college and at Wesleyan and, like, took women's studies and, you know, met all the cool feminists, and they started giving me things to read. And, you know, like, I started to have, like, language and analysis and stuff like that. But it was not like a bright line. Although I do remember sitting in an auditorium on campus and listening to Jean Kilborn. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know the name.
Yeah. So she's basically the mother of modern feminist media criticism. And she focused on how women are portrayed in advertising. And she traveled for years, decades with this slideshow about, like, women's uses in selling shit. Capitalism, right? It was a capitalist critique, actually. Yeah. And I actually remember sitting in that auditorium and, like, having a click moment. And never seeing the world quite the same again after that. And I've had the chance to meet with her and work with her a little bit, and even be on a panel with her once or twice. And I've told her that, like, if feminism was vampirism, she's my Lestat. But I was pretty well primed for it.
That's a great compliment.
Yes, exactly. So she's like, yeah, she's definitely my origin story in that sense. But it was a lot of different influences plus temperament. And there you have it. That's all we have time for this week. Make sure if you have advice questions that you want me to answer, send them on in. Send them to me at unscrewed@JacquelineFriedman.com. That is JacquelineFriedman.com. You can also send in ideas for future guests and topics. You can also tweet at me, which is where I got Jean's question, at JacquelineF, JacquelineF. You can follow me on Instagram, JacquelineEffable, and you can find out everything I'm up to and recent writing and all that kind of stuff. And information about how to bring me to your community at JacquelineFriedman.com. You can find Unscrewed the Podcast wherever fine podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Acast, Stitcher. While you're in there, make sure you're subscribed. And also, you know what to do. Give us 5 stars and a little review to help people find the show. Unscrewed is produced and edited by yours truly, Jacqueline Friedman. Our in and out music is by the Pink Tiles, and our cover art is by Nicole Dodonna and was developed in collaboration with The Establishment, who also developed the sound cues. Until next week, I'm wishing you safe and happy sex lives.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.